When you were in New Hampshire before for the Republican candidates debate at St. Anselm College, you were talking about energy, and a question did come up about a proposed energy project in New Hampshire that would run hydropower from Canada down into the New England power grid. And the question about eminent domain had come up in that. I'm talking specifically the Northern Pass project. Have you had a chance to review any of that further and what your thoughts might be?
Well, I've looked at it some, and my point is the people of the northern area of New Hampshire have a right to be compensated for something that they don't want. And the more they don't want it, the more they ought to be compensated. If this is going to be a big long-term net advantage for Canada and a big long-term net advantage for people south of that area, there ought to be some willingness to negotiate a deal that actually is very profitable, that brings jobs and brings income and improves the quality of life for people in the area. But I'm very cautious about running over people. I don't think America is a country that wants to be in the habit of running over people, which is why I was so much against the Supreme Court's Keogh decision that allows local governments to take private property and take them from one private owner and give them to another private owner. I think those kind of things that have government taking away from you where you're defenseless are not the American tradition.
Right, and that's how a lot of people are feeling right now, not just in the northern part of New Hampshire, but all the way down through the central and into the southern part of the state where it would plug in. You know, that's a lot of people's fear is the possibility of eminent domain. And there are people that say, I don't care if you give me $2 million for the land. I'm not selling.
Right, and so they have to find a creative solution that solves it in some other way. I'm not in favor of running over people.